In the past 24 hours, more than 100 Palestinians martyred and murdered by the Israelis, and majority of them civilians, babies, children, women, and men. So that is what they want them to do. They want them to surrender, but they forgot. We draw inspiration from the noble Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah. For us, we say, لَن نَسْتَسْلِمْ. We will never, ever surrender. إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ. Either victory or either martyrdom. إِمَّا الزَّفَرْ وَإِمَّا الشَّهَادَةِ. We go for the victory, and victory is very near. نَصُرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. The Jutla's first time ever, India 76, 78, 80 years history, whichever way you want to count it, is the first time that such so long it is taking for them. Even the Haaretz newspaper to write that there was no victory for them there in Lebanon and so forth. It was a partial victory. We say it was a major defeat for them. So when they can't even defeat Hezbollah, Hamas and the Houthis, so that is our Quwwat al-Imani. Our Hamas are 100% Sunni. And yes, the Houthis and the Hezbollah are Shia. So they will get their reward in this world and punishment in the year after, unless they turn around and make sincere tawbah. The Muslim charities are facing discrimination in Palestine. They don't want any help to go, assistance to go from the Muslim countries, Arab countries, into northern Gaza and so forth and so on. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, his lies and failures are becoming more and more apparent. This genocide that is going on for 14 months now almost is the worst that happened in the Palestinian history. Remember, Allah Ta'ala, He apna bhed jante hai. Allah Ta'ala alone knows His wisdom and secrets, me and you. With our puny little brains, we can never ever understand it. So when they are going through the most difficult time, that is the time Allah's special mercy, His rahmah, His nusra and barakah come, and they change the landscape of the whole world. Shake ends all ties with France regarding military and intelligence. Well done. All you African countries, kick out these whiteys, these Americans and British and French, and they're haramis. They are ahala min al-asal in front of you. They will speak so sweet, remember, sweeter than honey. And then they will stab you in your back and steal your resources. So Palestine is recognized by 146 countries of the world, that is 75% of the nation, who are affiliated to the United Nations. What you say, Jutlas? Can you stop it? No. More and more countries will recognize, inshallah. The European Union had a survey done. So the European public say, 63% said, we must go our own way. This business of us being following the Pied Piper America is hopeless, useless. We must not follow them. They are a disaster for us. Come on, you European countries and 27 European Union, and you crooked politicians and haramis, just following a crooked piper there, you need to establish your own independence, and then you will see things will work out better for you and your public. The US and the UK are treating Ukraine like a colony. Who said that? That was said by the foreign ministers. That is of Russia, you must remember, Sergei, whatever his name, you know, difficult names of the guys. So, of Russia, he said, they think this is their own small colony they're dealing with. Lebanese families who came back after the so-called, you understand, peace treaty or ceasefire, instead of finding their homes and houses, they found huge, huge craters there. That is what Israel does in their history. It's a bloody history by these haramis, war criminals, murderers, baby killers, that they will attack anybody everywhere, and innocent people, civilians and so forth, houses demolished, babies killed and so forth. So British Minister of Transport, she resigns. Why did you resign? Because she was involved in so many frauds. So what the hell were you doing, Starmer? You and your cabinet, didn't you vet these people? Yeah, now see all the chickens are coming home to roost. How corrupted you are, just like Trump and his cabinet. So his cabinet, remember, they have some really lewd characters there. And you will see the Popus will dance next year, 20th of January, when he's going to pass his executive orders and so forth. Inshallah, that will lead to civil war in America and Israel. Inshallah, the boat will fall and all these Arab conform dictators will fall this after that, inshallah. Namibia also had voting, and there also big problem under apartheid. You heard the word Swapo, Swapo. So Swapo might just win, they say. Allah alone knows best. And the opposition might win. Allah knows best, and so forth. So you must remember that in Namibia, Ireland also has voting going on. Yeah, in South Africa, the spaza shops. You know why suddenly there's a big thing about spaza shops? These foreigners, these Pakistanis, these Indians, these Somalis, these Ethiopians, because the big rigs, they want to enter the informal market. They want to marginalize them, and they say there's big money to be made. And then they tell the government, you know how corrupt the ANC is. So you must remember, they tell the government that these guys, majority of them are not paying taxes. We will run it the proper way, and we will pay taxes and so forth. Stay away from the spaza shops, remember that. That is what our people want. If you live in the township in there, we don't want you to come with your Black Friday and your Black Saturday and your haramis. Just understand that, you know, treating the people with contempt and just treating them as, you know, animals and so forth. So that is what the bigger corporates do. And, you know, these people who are the capitalists and so forth. So therefore, one has to agree sometimes with Malema and them when they speak of the big white monopoly and capitalists and so forth. That is the truth to a great extent. Remember that, if you understand. ANC to give several CRs a price hike, a pay hike. Can you believe that? Cyril, have you got no shame on your face? You left 8.7 million in your pala-pala on your sofa, and now your comrades and cronies who are licking your front side and your back side, and they are telling you they're going to give you a pay hike. Don't you see the ordinary South African, how they are suffering? They can't even make a decent meal, and you want a pay hike? It's a shame on the ANC. I feel so happy, you know, that it took our people, Muslims, and many of them were so critical of me when I said in 94, I will never, ever vote ANC. You see now all this? They're making you a fool, man. So are you still an Indian or what? You still vote for them. So they destroyed South Africa, these guys. So a pay hike for Cyril. For what? You, if I was president, prime minister, first thing I'll do, I will say 50% of my wages will go back, or 100% will go back. I give you our Muslim story. Yesterday, I was at a place called Hill Crescent with Hafiz Muhammad Bassa. We went there first time. He went and I went. And then there, the Maulana is there, mashallah. So Maulana Suleiman Abdul Qadir. So he was in Tangani for about 8, 9, 10 years. So from those days, we know him. So after the program, we started speaking and so forth. And then I even mentioned it in the lecture last night and dua. Ya Allah, our brother Uwais Suleiman, who passed away tragically at the age of 40, 41. And used to tell people he'll pass away at that age. So Mawlana told me, you know, Uwais came to me and he told me of this good fortune, you know, the star higher and so forth. He came to me and said, I made it my habits. All my income, 50% for all my Allah, 50% for me and my family. He said just few months before he passed away and he shahadat and martyrdom, he said that how can I take 50%? Allah has given me so much. I must increase it from 50 to 60, 70% for Allah and the remainder I will take. That is Muslim. That is leadership. Not you keep on taking. That is capitalism. That is your own harami business. That is why Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the greatest leader for all times, all places, all circumstances. He told the Ummah, you read 5 salat, but he read 6-7 salat, tahajjud and ishraq and duha and other salat. He told the Ummah, fast during Ramadan is mandatory, but he, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kept fast on Monday, Thursday, 13, 14, 15 of the lunar month. He led by example. Sharal, it will be a good grace. Remember, if you take that, you must remember. Me, I don't have respect for you. I'll tell you on your face. You must remember, especially after Pala, even if you come in front of me, I'll never shake your hand. I'm being honest. You must remember this type of things. People are afraid to say. We're not afraid. We must speak the truth. So an absolute shame. Now let's come to Sharal's other statement. No child in South Africa should go hungry. How the hell will that happen when you guys are stealing so much and you're so corrupted and so forth? ANC stands for criminality and corruption and cronyism and so forth. Come off it, man. Don't think we're all bunch of idiots here and so forth. You, the ulama, we need to congratulate you in Zambia. I hope that you manage to cancel some of the programs of TJ, Tariq Jamil. He's a character, I'll never call him Maulana and so forth. So you must remember, proper scholar for dollar, and put pressure and expose the people who are promoting him there in Zambia. I spoke to some brothers yesterday and so forth and so on. So I know we have many listeners in Zambia with the help and grace and mercy of Allah. You must tell TJ, you're not welcome here. You have to come with your Shia propaganda. You come in meeting the Sikhs and the Hindus and making wah-wah, wah-wah. They promote kufr and you approve of it. Make wah-wah. I sent it out with evidence and so forth. How can such a person be a Muslim, let alone a person inviting towards Almighty Allah? This grace it is. And South Africa, you also, if you got iman, if you got shame, then you have to cancel it. You know these Jamiyat and them, how corrupted they are. They closed our masjid. They went to court to close our masjid and masajid and so forth. That stain and shame will remain forever. Quran says so. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 114. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them in this worldly life is disgrace and humiliation, and the year after a horrible, terrible punishment, remember? So mashallah, yesterday Jummah, we were there in the Westgate Masjid. Allah Ta'ala reward all the imams and all the muazzins and the trustees there. I met Brother Yusuf Lokat, one of the trustees, after Salat and so forth. And the imam, I met him, mashallah, while translating the khutbah from Makkah. So he is Sheikh Umar, he's there approximately 15 years. And the muazzin, Brother Hamza, Brother Hamim, he's there 25 years. He said, mashallah. And after Salat, an amazing thing happened, you know. So when I was coming out, I see the brothers from Senegal came, then the brothers from Ethiopia, brothers from Somalia, brothers from this country, primarily African countries. They say, you know, they speak with the style and they're laughing. They say, we hear you in the morning. We like it. We like it when you say Jutla also. So you must hear that. Jutla, we're going to finish you up, inshallah. So tonight, inshallah, we will be there in Chatsworth, Unit 2. Maulana Mubarak Khan is a Mubarak person, one of our wonderful graduates, sterling service over 30 years, I think. There he is serving the community. So Maghrib to Isha will be there, 7 to 8. And then, inshallah, everybody who's there, I'm telling you now, a nice chow before Isha, a nice meal to give. I spoke to Maulana Mubarak last night, you see. So, inshallah, we will meet you in Unit 2, Masjid Iqbaliya. Salam wa salim kareem. That was our news, views, interviews. And inshallah, we carry on now. We got 25, 30 minutes for Q&A. Junaid Mota says that today's podcast, you will make it two parts because it's very, very long. So, welcome, Brother Junaid Mota. Make it two parts. No problem. Jee,
Mufti Saab, I'm married Islamically, but now separated for 7 years. Is my nikah still valid?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If you are married for 20 years, 40 years, 50 years, and husband and wife are separated, one living in this city, one living in another city, another country, another continent, but there's no talaq, there's no divorce, there's nothing like that, So although your marriage is an estranged marriage or it is a sour marriage, but remember, Islamically, you are still husband and wife. Husband passes away, the wife will inherit. Wife passes away, the husband will inherit. Husband passes away, iddat will be compulsory upon you, O Masi, O Kala, O wife. Although you haven't seen or you haven't slept with your husband for past 7 years, 10 years, so remember that that is not ideal. We should remember, you old people who are married for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, so you should know what the Quran Sharif teaches us. Surah 2, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 187, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. That you are the people, that you are the garments and the clothing for one another. So the clothing brings us body heat, it brings us comfort. So even if you're old and you're tired, retired, whatever, so remember that sleep with your spouse, and that will bring about body heat, it will bring about the love. Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Bring about ulfa, mahabba, mawadda within our hearts, Ya Allah. Yes, your marriage is still valid, even though you are separated for 7 years.
Mufti Saab, woman to woman, what is the aura? Are women allowed to show other women their body, which I believe is incorrect?
Totally haram. You must remember, today women want to go in the swimming pool and they go with a bikini, they go with a stikini, they go with a burkini, and so forth and so on. You can see everything, germaka, right through. You know, when it gets wet and so forth, the garment, then you can see the shape and the curves and everything. So woman to woman, if there's a need, a necessity, then remember that from above the bosom, above the breast to below the knees, that portion must be covered. Remember that. Yes, you have to go for some emergency operation or something. That's a different situation. What Al-Imam Shafi'i taught us, ma min amin illa wa qad qussa anhu al-ba'd. One is the general law, one will be the exception to the rule. So the rule is that Muslim woman to Muslim woman, or kafira, non-Muslim lady, from above your bosom to below your knees, that must be covered, you must remember. You can't say, no, that this is just a lady to lady, and so forth, and you're exposing your bosom, your breast, you're exposing your back, and so forth, and so on. So all this, that our men, when in Mecca, Medina, all day in Umrah, Hajj, and so forth, they stay there. You will see how they behave. One guy walking in front of the other just with his jockey on. You see the woman walking around with their Nikes and so forth. And you can see everything right through Jermaka. It's all haram. How many times I warned them that when we go there for Umrah, Hajj, and so forth, people take it very easy, and when they come out, then the hijab, niqab, and everything is on. The man wore the long kurta, turban. You think it's all farishtas walking and angels. I don't say all, but we know it happens many a time. So therefore, we need to be very, very careful and circumspect, whether we are in Durban and Umslanga by the Indian Ocean, or whether we are in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwarah, Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. Islam taught us beautiful hadith. Imam Malik rahimahullah mentioned in his Muwatta, "Inna li kulli deenin khuluqa." Every religion has a unique feature, characteristic. Wa khuluqul Islam al haya. And the unique feature, characteristic of Islam is shame and modesty. Chapter 28, verse number 25. When Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam sent his beloved daughter, who subsequently became the honorable wife of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So he told her, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, very old, he told his daughter, Safira, you go, or Safura, and you go, there you must remember that in the names there will always be difference of opinion. Somebody say this, somebody say this. Anyways, so you go and call him. So when she went, she walked, her gait, G-A-I-T, was so bashful, so much haya, shame, and modesty. فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءَ. Allah praised the style of walking. Imagine how much haya, shame she had. So we can't become a shameless people, no morals, no haya, remember that. There's no place for that. So read chapter 28, verse 25.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to sell haram boss to non-Muslim shopkeepers?
Not permissible. Anything haram, haram meat, haram alcohol, haram wine, you say, no, it's the non-Muslims. So give them wine, dine, swine, all these things there. Quran Sharif mentioned the golden maxim, the golden rule. Chapter 5, verse number 2. وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَىٰ And you must cooperate in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ And do not cooperate in sin and transgression. I know of so-called Muslims, what can we call them? So, okay, Muslims, they sold alcohol. In front of us, they used to sell alcohol. I know them. So they sold. So I tell them, why, this is haram. He said, no. I put one side. So this money, I put one side. So you see how they massage their ego and try and justify the haram. To sell haram pork, to sell haram wars, to sell haram meat, to sell haram alcohol, wine, dine, swine, all haram. And now you say, no, I'm putting that money one side. Who's putting who in the zoo? Quran Kareem taught us, Kulla yastawil khabithu wa tayyibu walau a'jabaka kathratul khabith. You, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tell the ummah, announce to them and pronounce to them, the pure and the impure can never be equal. Walau a'jabaka kathratul khabith, although the impure things, they impress you. The haram things are very, very impressive. Look at the casinos. Look at the escort agency. Look at the haram places. Kullaa yastawil khabithu wa tayyibu walau a'jabaka kathratul khabith. Fattaqullah. So fear Almighty Allah jalla wala ya ulul albab. Oh, you people who have intelligence and intellect, then la'allakum tuflihoon. Then you will be successful and you will be prosperous. See what Allah is teaching us, who created us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. So this year is enshrined in the noble Quran. One is khabith and impure, and one is tayyib and pure. So go read the Quran Sharif, chapter 5, Surah Maidah, verse 100. Chapter 5, verse 100. Don't fool yourself. Say, no, then Maulana, then Mufti Sahib said, Gunjai is here, there is permissibility, all that. So we respect them, but we won't agree with them on these issues. We can't open doors for haram things. Remember, there's law. Saddu zari'a. We have to nip it in the bud. We can't be opening. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, when the ayat in the verses 275 to 279 were revealed regarding riba, regarding interest, regarding biyaj, regarding sood, and interest and usury, kunna nattaqir riba wa riba. That we abstain from riba, interest, sood, biyaj, and anything that looked like it and imitated it. That is what Islam demands. So today, you see the scholars for dollars, they make Sharia compliant and so-called halal logos. So they're opening the door for more and more haram and so forth. Don't you see now, haram pork, 100% haram, they will tell you halal. Then they'll tell you, no, it was a mistake in labeling and so forth. All just, you must remember, pulling the wool over our eyes.
Mufti Sahib, a lady had an affair with a non-Muslim man. Now she is pregnant. She found out today she is 12 weeks pregnant. What must she do? Please make dua for her parents.
Remember that Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on the ummah, the male, the female, adult and children. Now see, that's why we leave it like this. We don't have the censorship and so forth. So-called Muslim lady met up with Tom, Dick and Harry, and he told her how attractive she looks and so forth, and she fell in his trap, and now she's pregnant. So if you, sister, you are not married and so forth, then Quran Sharif teaches us, Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse 2, chapter 24, verse 2, تجلد كل واحد منهما 100 جلدة. We must give you 100 lashes in public. If you are married and you committed adultery, the first crime is fornication. The second crime is adultery, then it is the death penalty in Islam. On all this, there is consensus, there are no two opinions and so forth. That's the first thing. Second one is you can't abort this baby. Remember that, you have to give birth to the baby. Third one, this baby's lineage will go to you and not to the father, because you must remember you're involved in haram and so forth. Then the next option, tell him to become a Muslim and then you get married immediately. So in a case like that, if you accept Islam properly, then you get married. If he doesn't want to accept Islam, then you must sever ties with him immediately and tell him that the baby is yours and you don't want anything to do with him, and the lineage will go to you. You will sort out everything else. You must remember that of the baby. So that's another issue. And you cannot marry him while he's a non-Muslim. Quran Sharif is very clear on that. Chapter 60:10. La hunna hillu lahum wa la hum yahilluna lahum. Any non-Muslim male cannot marry a non. Any Muslim lady cannot marry a non-Muslim male. Whether he's a Jew, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, atheist, whatever, totally around. La hunna hillu lahum wa la hum yahilluna lahum. Both ways Allah mentioned it. For you Muslim ladies to marry a non-Muslim man is haram and unlawful, and for you non-Muslim men to marry a Muslim lady is haram. And thereafter, yes, we make dua, but you also have to make sincere dua. Today we take all these things very, very light, remember. Then when we get humiliated, disgraced, we wonder what happened. So always read. We are not Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Allahumma, oh beloved Allah, hassin ha, sword, noon, hassin farji, Musnad Ahmad riwayat hadith, that Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, oh Allah, protect our private parts, walladina hum li furujim hafidun. Today the people just want to park their rifle anywhere and everywhere, because the Western culture promotes it, and we invited all these things right in our houses and our bedrooms and so forth. May Almighty Allah have mercy on us. Surah 24 and verse number 26. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. The impure man for the impure woman. The immoral man for the immoral woman. See how Allah Ta'ala mentions it. So we must bring up our children, ourselves, to be pure and chaste people. At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin, the pure male for the pure female. That is the system which Islam is teaching us.
Mufti Sahab, is sajda to shukr sunnah or wajib?
Definitely not wajib. Remember that every day in our life, we should make it part of our ma'amool, part of our routine, whether tahajjud time or ishraq time. Like now, you can see the sun is nice high and up, you must remember that. So 5 o'clock, 5 past 5, 10 past 5, you read 2 rakat salatul ishraq, you read 2 rakat salatul shukr, thank Almighty Allah for all his recurring bounties, favors upon us. Or after Zuhur, or after Maghrib, after Isha. So, or before Isha. So make that part of your ma'amool and routine daily. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Allah complains of me and you, O masterpiece. Very few of my servants are shakur. Our Maimon people, they came from Porbandar, and then they came to Mombasa, so one nukta fell off there, one dot. Critical mark. Then they came to Maputo, Delgoa Bay in those days, and then another dot fell off, and then they came to Durban, and then another dot. So they made the Shakur, Sakur, the Puchosi Baki, I Tabir, the Icho Sugar Mo. He told me the sugar is increasing. I told him, you know why the sugar is increasing? He asked why. So I told him, I don't know, Shakur, I Sakur Nay. So your name is Shakur, not Sakur. So you make shakur, shakur, then your sugar goes up. Make shakur, shakur, then you will become more grateful to Almighty Allah. So nevertheless, why are we so good to Allah? chapter 100, verses 6, 7, 8. Inna al-insana li rabbihi lakadud. Beshak insan apne rab ke bohut bohut hi na shukar hai. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful, unthankful to Almighty Allah. Wa innahu ala zalika la shahid. And the best testimony, the more Allah gave us than giving us, then the braver we become. And the more we commit vices and sins, brazen we commit to sins, vices. Openly Allah forbid. What is the reason and the cause for the ingratitude, unthankfulness? Chapter 100, verse number 8. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. This human being, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, majority of us, the love for God has saturated our hearts. Instead of the love of Almighty Allah, instead of the love of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Islam, that is just decreasing and disappearing. So the love for materialism, the love for wealth, halal, haram, la yubali amin al-halal amin al-haram. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, the time will come. People will not bother at all whether their income is halal and haram. See today, can how many Muslims you can say the income is halal? If you get 10%, you'll be lucky. 80-90% totally polluted and fraud and contaminated and so forth and so on. So that is our problem, remember? So if Allah gave you some great bounty, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah, we are sinners, we are gunagar. When I entered the Baytullah on the way I was weeping, crying, Ya Allah, I'm the gunagar, Ya Allah. We are sinners, Ya Allah. It was a Saturday, 1st of Shaban, and it was 2011. And when I entered, then I made Sajdah Shukr. If Allah gives you such a bounty that is beyond your perception, comprehensions, can you make the Sajdah? To thank Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Allah Malaka Shukr Kullu, Walaka Alhamdu Kullu. So this is all from you, Ya Allah. We are never mustahik and deserving of it. But today the cricketer scores a century. He doesn't have huzu. He goes down into Sajda. That soccer player scores a goal. And then he with his short pants and whatever, he goes into Sajda. All this haram. You're making a mockery of Islam. Remember this, only the Salafi characters, they say, to Sajda is shukr, you can face any direction and you don't need wudu. We say you never even understood the Arabic language and the hadith. La tuqbalu salatun bi ghayri tahurin. The first hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Salat, the entire salat, or juz of salat, any portion of salat, is not permissible unless you are in the state of wudu, ablution, or if you need ghusl and a bath, then you must be in there. And nakira, so remember that fi siyaqi nafi tadullu ala al-umum. That is all our technical jargon and so forth. When you have a common noun and it is preceded by nakira, that is by the common noun is preceded by negation, then it gives a meaning which has a general connotation. So لا تُقْبَلُ صَلَاتٌ بِذَيْرِ تُهُورِينَ. No salat will be accepted without wudu or ghusl if the need is there. No part of salat will be accepted without wudu. So that is imma arba'a, the four schools, ijma' and consensus. The Salafis, the Muslims, but they dhal and mudil, majority of them, they go astray and they lead others also astray. I was in Mecca with my own eyes, I saw. The guy, he didn't face the Kaaba, he faced the king's palace. It was in Abdullah's time or whenever, before Salman came and that. So remember, so I told him, why? The Qibla is that way, what are you facing this way? He said, you're Jews, Hakaba. This way also he dies. So I knew he's a Salafi character, you understand? They'll tell you, Sajdai Shukr, you can make any direction and you don't need to buy a huzu. All that we reject it totally with a contempt in the verse.
Okay, sahab, is my Masaji, Khala's husband, my mahram if I want to travel for Umrah?
I'm going there to my Masaji's house today. Inshallah, my sister is there, my nephews are there, all of them. It's Pingo Beach, and I love my Masaji. So my Masi, is Khala. So Khala is who? My mother's sister. So we say Masi, Arabic you say Khala. He Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding the Khala, the Masi, Al Khala to be manzilatil So the Khala should take the place of a mother. And when I had to come from overseas, Karachi, and that, you know, they used to wait for me and kiss me and so forth. I used to feel so happy that they also were missing me so much. My mother does it, my father does it, I can understand. So they also, you see. So now you, as a sister, so you got your maternal auntie, your mother's sister. Now you want to go with your masaji, with your auntie's husband, for Umrah, for Hajj, traveling, Joburg, Durban, all haram of permissible. You and your masaji is not your mahram. He's an ajnabi to you, he's a stranger to you. So you need to be very careful regarding that. Today we take things very lightly, you know. See, I give you for me, then you will understand it. So my mother, beloved mother, has a brother, Mamaji, right? So my mother's brother. So what we say? We say Mama, Mamu, Mamaji, you see. So my Mamaji's wife, my Mami, and me, we are strangers to one another. I can't shake her hand. I can't embrace her. And so forth. We are strangers to one another. My chachi, my kaki, my father's brother. My father's brother. Younger brother or elder brother? His wife. We in Memon say kaki. In Urdu you say chachi. So my father's brother's wife. Me and she. If we shake in all that, that is our weakness. But we are speaking about the Sharia. So in the Sharia, me and my kaki, me and my father's brother's wife, we are strangers to one another. I'm not mahram to them. So we need to understand these issues clearly and properly.
Mufti Saab, a sister either in Medina and she got her menses, what can she do? Must she stay in the hotel? Or can she go to the masjid?
It's haram for you, sister. How can you go in the masjid in the state of menses? Absolutely haram. You forgot the incident of Siddiqah bint Siddiq, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, when she left Medina with Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the Saturday they left. Saturday night they spent in Sul Khulaifa, Bir Ali, Abar Ali, the Miqat. Then on Sunday after Zuhur, they left, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Some made intention of Hajj only, Ifrat. Some made intention of Tamattu, Umrah only. Some made intention of Umrah and Hajj, Tiran. So she, Mother Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu anha, made intention of Tamattu, Umrah only. Lo and behold, before she entered in a place called Sarif, outside Makkah, her napaki, her menses started. Now, she couldn't enter. If you can't enter Masjidul Haram, the Haram Sharif, the greatest and the most important masjid in the world, then how you can enter any other masjid? Not for Muslim. Now the days of Hajj started. She came to the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, Habibuna, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told him, make fasqul umri umrati ilal hajj. You cancel your intention for umrah and perform ifrad hajj. Therefore, on the night of the 14th, when the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam was living ready and preparing to depart to Medina Munawwara, she came, she was crying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the honorable wives perform umrah and hajj. I only perform hajj. He, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha, go there to Tan'im, take your brother Abdul Rahman radiallahu an, and perform Umrah. Therefore, the masjid is called Masjid Aisha. It's haram for you as a lady in any part of the world to enter a masjid whilst you are in your state of hayz, menses, period, and so forth. Read the Durood Sharif, make istighfar, read Kalima Tayyiba, make dua, and so forth, and so on. So in Medina Munawwara, Ya Daqil al-Dar, Salli ala al-Nabiyyi al-Mukhtar. Oh, you who are entering Medina Munawwara, you are in Medina. So read abundant Durood Sharif and so forth. And mothers, I need to be honest here with you because I get inundated with this question. stay away from all these tablets and all these things. I want to delay, she says, my menses and so forth. You'll just end up making a bigger mess, and then you have to give them and so forth. You think you perform your umrah, and then after that, your menses start, then you've got a flight to catch, and so many other issues. So let nature take its course. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ بَنَاتِ آدَمَ. Allah Jalla Wala has prescribed this on the daughters of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. That is my advice to you. Last question, Mona.
Mufti Sahab, what dua can one read to have dignity, save oneself from embarrassment and insults?
Remember that for a Muslim to deliberately go and disgrace himself, that is haram. لا ينبغي للمؤمن أن يذل نفسه حديث تلميذي. It is not permissible for a Muslim to go and disgrace himself. But remember, we must beg Allah, not ask people. So what must we do? Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna. Allahumma akrimna. Ya Allah, you give us honor, dignity. Wa la tuhinna, and don't disgrace us. But if you think everybody is going to praise you, so that will never happen. Allah Jalla Wala was, each will always be, the only creator, the only Malik and owner, exclusive owner and creator of the entire universe. How people are swearing Allah. Sabbani ibn Adam, the children of Adam are swearing me. They say, I have sons, they say, I have daughters, they say, I have partners and so forth. So that Allah Jalla Wala says in Hadith Qudsi. So remember, when Allah left people to say what they want to, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, you are a shair, you are a poet, you are a kahin. They said that you are a fortune teller, you majnoon, Allah forbid, you are insane, Allah forbid. So all these unsavory remarks and crazy statements were passed. Then who are me and you? So remember, people will criticize us, castigate us. That is a test. Will we still speak the truth, or will we just give in to them? It's a test of our sincerity, our devotion, dedication. So we must not worry about that. Allah says, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives izzat, honor to whomsoever He wants. Allah gives disgrace to whoever He wants. Allah gave Yahya Sinwar, what honor and dignity. And you take the Arab for dictators, haramis, murtads in their palaces. Allah gave them such disgrace that no one can give them honor. Chapter 22, verse number 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. When Allah humiliates and disgraces a person, whether he is the Shah of Iran, whether he is the King or Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia or United Arab Emirates or wherever, and so forth and so on, then remember, no one can give them honor. So Allah se manga hai, Allah se manwana hai, and people never let the Sahaba. They are telling them that they are like this and like that. So remember, Quran Sharif spoke of them. Allah spoke of them. Allah defended them. Chapter 9, verse 79. Alladheena yalmizuna al-muttawwi'eena min al-mu'mineena fi sadaqat. It is the month of Rajab. It is the 90th of the Hijrah. 33,000 Sahaba assemble and congregate. Ya Rasulullah, labbaik, we are ready to go with you wherever you say. We're going from Medina to Tabuk. It's midsummer, 50 degrees. And the dates are ripe, smiling in their faces. They have to leave all that. But the hypocrites came and they mocked it there, because now logistics, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu came, 1,000 gold coins, 100, 100, 100, 3 different times, 100 camels with the saddle, Ya Rasulullah. They say, Mura'in, he's just showing off. Poor Sahaba came, brought 3, 4, 5, 10 dates and so forth. They're wasting time. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. They mock, they ridicule, they belittle the Sahaba, like the Kuffar, Shia, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah mocks them, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them is a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. chapter 9, verse 79, hadith is sahih. And on this, I will conclude today's prayer question and answer. Man sabba ashabi, whoever curses, swears, castigates my beloved companions and students, fa alayhi la'natullah wal malaika wal nasi ajma'in. Allah's curse is on him, the angels' curse is on him, the people's curse is on him. Rawahu Tabarani bi sanadin sahih, authentic hadith in by Imam Tabarani. And Imam Tirmidhi Abu Isa mentions, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي, when you see people, the kuffar Shias, who are cursing, swearing, curse the Sahaba, and Tariq Jamil, and them promoting them, so they also get involved in this. فقولوا, then say, لعنة الله على شركم, Allah's curse be upon you for the evil you are perpetrating. Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, Mohana Salim Kareem, Barakallahu Fik. Tomorrow no program. Tonight, inshallah, Maghrib to Isha, we will be there in Chatsworth, Unit 2, Mohan Mubarak Khan, our wonderful student and graduate. Allah Ta'ala bless him, bless his wife, children, and family. And Maghrib to Isha, inshallah. And tomorrow morning, no program, we'll go back, inshallah, Aziz. Tomorrow afternoon, 2 to 4, will be the live Q&A. On Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, between 2 and 4. Jazakallah khairan wa lana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.